This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with actress Christian Serratos of The Walking Dead about her experience on that cult favorite show. But first, good news. Facebook will let you keep your account even after you've kicked the bucket. Facebook announced it will grant users more control over what happens to their Facebook pages after they die. A new option popped up in Facebook users' security settings that lets them choose to pass their account information to someone else, a legacy contact, when the time comes. Facebook already offered the option where you could report a user's death and memorialize the account or freeze it so that no post can be changed and no one can log into it. Parents across the country are joining a new trend and using crowdfunding to pay for their kids' birthday parties. One fundraiser on GoFundMe says she hopes to raise funds for an amazing second birthday for my blue-eyed princess. It reads, due to a series of unfortunate events, money is tight, every dollar helps. A GoFundMe official says the amount of birthday-related campaigns on the site has skyrocketed. Since the company's launch in 2010, nearly $1 million has been raised for birthday parties with more than 20,000 donors. There's also a 330% increase in donation volume for birthday campaigns between 2013 and 2014. Some critics say the trend is ridiculous and say a birthday party is no reason to put yourself in debt or ask for other people to give you money. More than half, 56% of people surveyed, believe sharing a phone PIN number, email password, or social media login is the best way to commit to someone. More than a third of people also admitted they've already been given access to their partner's accounts. The study was sponsored by Samsung and surveyed about 2,000 people. Everyone who responded was in a relationship, and most of them were female. The study also found that 4 in 10 people regularly sneak peeks at their partner's phones, and 6 in 10 of those people have caught their partner cheating. A third of them have ruined a romantic surprise by looking through a phone or an email account. A state lawmaker in Montana wants to ban people from wearing yoga pants and Speedos in public. The Republican proposed a bill that would expand indecent exposure law to include any nipple exposure, including men's, and any clothes that give the appearance that simulates a person's buttocks, genitals, pelvic area, or nipple. He says yoga pants should be illegal in public anyway, and he has no problem with people being arrested for wearing provocative clothing. Attractive men are selfish jerks. Researchers scanned the bodies of 63 men and 62 women to measure various predictors for attractiveness. They also surveyed them to measure their responses to questions regarding wealth and social and political equity. They found attractive men are more selfish and believe more in inequality. Jay-Z, Beyonce, Kim Kardashian, and Anna Wintour attended Kanye West's Yeezy Boost shoe line for Adidas this week. Not only did Kanye make top editors wait 45 minutes for his show to start, Kim brought baby North, who started to get antsy and began crying next to Wintour. Kim finally brought North backstage and was followed by her mom, Kris Jenner. By the way, the baby was later seen wearing a bulletproof vest. The 50 Shades of Grey books are motivating women to look for sexually explicit material. A professor at Canada's University of Waterloo interviewed 28 women aged 20 to 50 about their pornography consumption patterns. She said the book exposed many women to a genre of material that they either didn't know existed or they didn't know that they liked. After reading the novel, she noticed women began looking to consume other types of books and sexually explicit content specifically targeted to women rather than men. It's really motivating women to look for sexually explicit material online. She said women are taking their own sexuality into their own hands. And a 50 Shades of Grey crossword puzzle was handed out to middle school students, and the parents are not happy about it. Students at a Pennsylvania middle school were handed a word search puzzle inspired by 50 Shades of Grey, and it contained words like intercourse and spanking. The students were supposed to search for words like bondage and erotic while sitting in an eighth grade classroom. When word got back to the parents, many of them were not happy at all. School officials didn't know anything about the puzzle and said they were launching an investigation. The school was hesitant to admit who passed out the puzzles in the first place. Young actress Christian Serratos is now one of the cast members on The Walking Dead as she plays Rosita.
I'm doing wonderfully. How are you?
Terrific. So every time we schedule an interview with somebody from The Walking Dead, they end up dying in the next episode. Please tell me you're not dying.
Oh, well, I guess you guess we're going to have to watch and find out. I hope not.
Well, this is one of those shows when the cast gets the script, they go to the last page to see if they're still in it.
Well, luckily we don't have to do that because they'll call us beforehand to kind of warn us and let us know.
All right. So you haven't gotten that call, or you can't tell us if you've gotten that call?
I can't tell you that.
All right.
Very top secret.
So tell us about this Sunday's episode.
Yeah, I was just reminded which episode it was because, you know, we filmed these basically like a feature film. So they all kind of blurred together for me. But watching I saw the clip for next week's episode, you know, just like all the other fans did, and was reminded it's going to be a really cool episode. It's, you know, the whole group and just kind of seeing what they do now that, you know, they've lost people and they don't have a mission anymore and kind of seeing how they regroup.
So Rosita's doing okay on this show? She's not, you know, going to get knocked off?
Different ways you could ask. You have to wait and see.
Okay. I'm just trying to get a clue because I don't want to be too surprised. So many people were like blown away in the last couple of episodes.
But that's the point. That's what makes a show fun to watch is surprises and not knowing what's going to happen, you know?
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm just really kidding with you because, for instance, 24, we would have people on from the cast of 24, and I'd say, even if you can tell me, don't even hint at it because I don't want to know. And the same thing with Walking Dead.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, sometimes, some shows, I don't even look at the clips for the next week's show because I think sometimes they reveal too much on some of these shows.
Oh, really? Well, you might be right. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people who avoid the clips. But I needed to be reminded because the people kept asking me, are you excited for next week? And I'm like, I don't know what happens next week.
Now, do you enjoy being part of this ensemble?
Of course, absolutely. This show is closest to my heart, I feel like, than any other project I've worked on. These have become my very best friends. When we say we're, you know, the Walking Dead family, we mean it. Our entire production, our producers, our writers, our crew, directors, like actors, everyone on this show is amazing, and we're all friends. We all hang out outside of set. Like, even when we're not shooting, I'm hanging out with the crew from our show. So I'm you know, just thrilled that you know, I get to be here, and hope that I get to be here for as long as possible.
Yeah, I talked to somebody a couple of months ago, and they were telling me how you shoot in Atlanta. You all kind of stay in the same housing development and so forth. You have cookouts and everything. So it seems like you really have a family going.
We definitely have a family, which is why it's so sad when we say bye to people, because, you know, we... The show is hard to work on, you know, physically and mentally. We really don't get that much sleep. And then, you know, to work out in 112 degree weather in Atlanta, and we're, you know, the weapons that we're carrying on the show are true weapons. They're heavy. We're working out all day long. But we all get so excited to come to work. And I think that's a testament to how close we are to each other and to our crew and everyone, because that's what, you know, that's what makes it exciting for us, and that's what makes us willing to go back and get battered and bruised and stuff. And because we meet the fans and they're awesome, and we know how happy this makes them, so it makes us want to work that much harder.
Well, yeah, they don't call it Hotlanta for nothing.
Exactly.
So you're enjoying the Georgia lifestyle, though?
I am. I decided to live here. I loved it so much.
And where are you from originally?
Los Angeles.
In terms of the weather, it's a little bit different, but similar.
Yeah. Different. I mean, today is a beautiful day, it looks like, outside in Atlanta, but we definitely have our ups and our downs here. I love the Atlanta storms. The Georgia storms are great.
Now, about Walking Dead, what do you think is the key and why it's so popular with so many millions of American viewers?
I think it deals with real-life human emotions. I think it's a show about people, and it's a show about how people interact with each other and what they're willing to go through for family and for love and how people deal with loss. And I think it's those very real elements that really get people, and the fact that there's this supernatural, like, fantasy-like aspect to the show also keeps people very intrigued. But I think above everything, it's just about our mentality and hopefulness.
And when you're not shooting, you're an animal advocate, right?
That is correct, yes. I try to do as much as I can to bring awareness to how we could, you know, better the lives of animals, and how we could, if not better the lives of these animals, at least learn to respect something that is, you know, nourishing us.
One of our regulars on this program is Anne-Marie Lucas, who used to be on Animal Precinct on Animal Planet for 7 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she's our animal advocate. She talks about animal advocacy every week, so we give it a good forum here on the show.
That's amazing. Well, thank you for that.
So do you have pets of your own?
I do. I have Gigi and Gibson, who are my little miniature poodles and my babies. And then within the family, you know, we have the rest of them. Gigi, who's my girl, she had four babies. So we have My grandmother has one of her babies, my mother has two, and I have one. So we kept all four of them very tight-knit.
Oh, that's cool. Do they know each other when they get together?
Of course. They're family.
Yeah, no, that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we could never break them apart. They're brothers, you know?
You don't want to have one more opportunity to tell me what's not happening this Sunday.
Just that people are, for the rest of, not just next week's episode, but for the rest of the season, people are going to be very, very excited and on the edge of their seats, and they're going to go through a roller coaster of emotion with all of us. So they're in for a treat.
All right, Kristen, thank you so much for a couple of minutes. Love talking to you, and love Walking Dead.
Oh, thank you so much. Bye.
With actress Kristen Serratos of The Walking Dead, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.